Last year, I was picking berries when I heard a car skid and crash on the road by my house. Expecting the worst, I ran to the scene, but found a single car, empty, wrecked, and perpendicular to the road. Four young men were standing nearby, dazed but alive. The 18-year-old driver had been pushing 70 in a 35-mile zone when he lost control at a curve, right where I'd been walking earlier, with Leo, my dog. The driver accepted responsibility, pled guilty to reckless operation, lost his license for 30 days, and was sent to reparative probation. I've served on reparative panels for nearly 10 years, and just a year and a day after the accident, I appeared before his panel to make a victim statement and tell this now 19-year-old how traumatizing that event was for me. I told him how just hours earlier the day of the crash, Leo and I had been walking right where he'd bounced off the stone wall. The young driver admitted he'd never thought about pedestrians or dogs. I told him how I now cut through my neighbor's woods to avoid walking on that stretch of road where the 370-foot skid marks are just beginning to fade. It was a friendly meeting. I brought Leo with me, and I told the driver how glad I was to see him alive. "Me too," he said. And while his speed was indeed extreme, he's not the only person who travels that stretch of road too fast. There have been several accidents there since his, all speed-related, including one earlier the same day as our meeting. "It was a friend of mine," my driver said. "Head on. They took him to the hospital." "What about the people he hit?" I asked. He didn't know. I later learned his friend had sideswiped an oncoming car, leaving skid marks only 65 feet long, but the collision had injured both drivers, landing the speeder at Dartmouth. It took a year and a day from the accident for me to have my say, and while some might call this slow justice, I call it effective. "I can't stop other people from speeding," the young man said, looking at me. "I know," I said, "but you can slow down." "I won't speed again," he said. I believe him. And I believe in restorative justice, a process which I think helped this young driver learn to slow down and share the road.